You're listening to Sweetwater Now's Beyond the Game podcast, the podcast that seeks to understand more than just the game itself. And now, your host, Braden Flack.
Hey everyone, and welcome into another episode of the Beyond the Game podcast. Stoked to have you with me today, as always. And in today's episode, we welcome back a familiar voice in Art Castillo, the head coach of the Western Wyoming Community College Mustangs wrestling program, along with his assistant coach, Bill Hodges, who, oddly enough, was his head coach when he was in high school. So we kind of welcome these guys on in today's episode to share their story, kind of how they've grown together and seen the growth of this wrestling program to really become a recruiting powerhouse as the Mustangs prepare to hopefully have a season here at the beginning of January 2021. I think you'll really enjoy their story, as I did. I didn't realize how far back these guys go, but hopefully you enjoy their stories, some of their memories, and our conversation that we had. We'd also like to thank our special sponsor for today's episode in David Stauffer of Farm Bureau Financial Services. David's a good friend of mine. He's helped me out a ton with all of my insurance needs. If you want someone who's reliable, quick, and friendly, and has your back in every aspect of your life, David is your go-to guy. So make sure you hit up David Stauffer from Farm Bureau Financial Services. Again, thank you to David for making today's episode possible and allowing us to share this story with you. With that, let's jump into today's episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back into the latest edition of the Beyond the Game podcast. And joining me here tonight, we welcome back on head coach of the Mustangs wrestling team, Art Castillo, along with assistant coach Bill Hodges. Guys, welcome to the show. Art, this is your third time back on the podcast, and for you, Bill, it's your first time. So yeah, it's good to have you guys.
Thanks for having us, Braden.
Of course.
Excited to be here.
Of course. You know, you guys obviously are in some different circumstances, but nonetheless, you know, we're excited for the upcoming wrestling season. So, you know, we figure let's do a podcast. This is a little bit different though, because we're gonna recap a little bit about how you guys met and how we got here.
Absolutely.
So I think it'll be an interesting story. So I'm eager to hear it from you guys. And maybe with that, you know, Bill, since you are the older one here out of the two, not by much though. Not by much.
Yeah, he's a few. Just a few.
Just a few. But maybe what's your earliest memory of Art? When did you guys like first meet?
Well, the first thing I remember about Art, I was still in college wrestling, and I was back in the little kids wrestling program, and I remember this big-headed little kid running around. I knew his cousin Leon also, and that's the first thing I remember. And then a couple years later, I was back in Green River and working with the grapplers and working our team up. And like I said, Art was probably about a 7 or 8 year old, and that's how I know him from to start with. And we knew he was probably going to be one of our wrestlers when he got up to high school. So,
and what awesome. do you remember any of that?
I remember that I had a giant head. My uncle called me Hedrick. Yeah, no, I do. I do remember Coach Hodges at an early age, and you know, it's some of my first memories of my life. You know, and they're fond memories. So, yeah, absolutely, I do.
So, you know, maybe growing up, besides the big head, of course, was there anything that stood out to you?
When Art entered high school, at probably about 1994, he was a freshman having to wrestle in the upper weights. And I remember the first meet we were wrestling Vernal when Vernal was one of the top teams in the country. And we went down there and we were relying on Art to get a win. I mean, we weren't expecting it, but we needed it by that time because some of our studs had got beaten down low. And Art was outmanned pretty big. He was up at 160 as a freshman, and he ended up catching the kid and pinning him. And that kind of turned the duel around and ended up beating Vernal down in Vernal.
Wow.
So I remember that because
that's years ago. That's impressive.
Yeah. It was very important because Vernal was very good at the time. In fact, we ended up running some duels out of Green River where we called it the Clash of the Borders. And Star Valley would come down and Green River, and we wouldn't wrestle each other, but we had like maybe between us at the time, 30 state titles. I'll just make up the number. And then Vernal and Pleasant Grove had about 30 or 40 state championships. So we'd wrestle them and come up with a Wyoming versus Utah titles. Oh, there you go. So it was kind of a fun thing to do. So
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Do they still do that at all? Or
no, they haven't done that for quite a while. But
wow.
Yeah. No, I do. I remember that. Yeah, it was. That's a good memory.
Do you remember who you were wrestling that
time? I don't remember his name, but I remember I was getting beat pretty good and ended up pinning him, and it was exciting. And I remember thinking to myself, yeah, this ain't too tough. I think I can do this. High school wrestling's kind of easy, you know, because I was coming out of middle school and you know, I had some pretty good success there. And so it was fun. But so Hodge, as you'll come to find out probably through this story, but anybody who knows him will know that, you know, he's a walking almanac, and he can remember matches, and it's absolutely fascinating to me. And that's, you know, part of what makes him a great coach too, is he remembers guys, he remembers situations, he remembers recruits, he remembers those conversations, and you know, it's absolutely fascinating to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and Art coming up through the season or through his high school career, his class was one of the best we've ever had. 1997, they were graduates. That was a tough team. Our 96, 97 teams, they were awful tough. And my nephew was a friend of his. He graduated with Art. And we were expecting big things out of him, and they did big things. Another big, if you mind me talking about another match, we went over to Wasatch, and they hadn't lost in 6 years. In a duel, and we were at Wasatch. They sent a bad referee over because they thought it was Green River, Utah, and it would be an easy duel to ref. And it turned out the crowd, you couldn't hear whistles, you couldn't hear everything.
Really? Wow.
And we ended up knocking off Wasatch when Kelsey Anderson was a
senior.
Yep. Over there. And like I said, they hadn't lost in 6 years when we beat them. That was another big thing. And Art's friend, Justin Taylor, we needed that win. They talked him into wrestling. One of the things I notice is different now. A lot of times you'll have kids you're depending on, you know, up at the high school level, and they decide, I just don't want to do it. And they don't mind letting down their friends, and their friends don't even get on them for it. Back then, Justin didn't want to wrestle, but his friend said, we need you, Justin.
Yep. He goes, I'll wrestle if you do track. And I was actually, if you believe this, I was pretty fast. Only for about 100 yards, though. So nothing beyond that. So I said, sure, I'll run some sprints and, you know, try something new. It was my senior year, mm-hmm. and I hadn't done track since middle school. But, yeah, we had convinced him that, you know, you're a pretty good athlete. And I think we can, you know, with great coaching, which we had, you know, he ended up taking third place at state.
Wow.
And hadn't wrestled since eighth grade.
Pure talent right there.
And in that duel at Wasatch, he was wrestling a kid. Justin weighed about 195 is all. He was wrestling a kid about 240, all muscle, that ended up playing football at Fresno out of Watts. I mean, this was a big heavyweight, and Justin ended up beating him. And so we ended up winning that duel, and that was fun.
That was in their house, and they were like second or third in the country or something at the time. And I mean, we were ranked nationally too, but it was awesome. You know, we're like, we've arrived.
That's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. So maybe for you, Art, any memories stick out from old coach here?
Well, how much time do we got?
Oh, we got all the time in the world.
I mean, it's just fascinating to me when you think about his body of work. He's that guy that's always been there, and he's always been there for me personally and so many people in our community. And Bill Hodges, in my opinion, is synonymous with wrestling in Green River, Wyoming. I mean, that's just what you think of. At least that's what I think of too. But yeah, I just remember him always being there, always coaching me, always approachable. And then as I got older, you know, started really getting to the finer points of technique and things like that. And I always, it's funny. I was thinking about this when the other day when you were telling me we were going to do this podcast, I started thinking like, I always viewed Hodges as this great technician, and not that he didn't have great technique, But what I realized as I got older, and even now as a coach, and you know, as him and I become really good friends, is what he brought to the table was his toughness, you know, and his consistency. And to me, you know, I think that's what wore on all of us more than anything, is how he's always there, how always reliable, always the first one there, last one to leave, always dependable. And to me, that was fantastic. And at the time, I mean, when you're in high school, you don't really, I guess, appreciate some of those things. You know, you know he's a great coach. You know these coaches are good and things. But when you get older, it's just been absolutely remarkable to me. And so, I mean, there's a ton of stories, but I think, you know, he just has this legacy in my eyes of you know, a guy that always is willing to teach me things. So we looked at him as this great technician for us. And, but I think the toughness thing was at the time you didn't see it, but now as I'm older, I'm like, man, it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So I think those two things are what stick out to me the most, is, you know, his ability to coach and teach and lead and his toughness.
You know, as we move on towards maybe getting up to when Art ended up at Western, the one thing I do want to mention, the one thing that always impressed me, Art had a lot of disappointments in wrestling. Senior year, he was ready to win it pretty easy. In fact, we were up at the Tiger Grizz wrestling tournament. Another great team, Idaho Falls, was one of the top teams in the country. We had lost to him at Reno. We were ready to beat him. Art's wrestling. Simple little move. It didn't look like it was going to hurt. All of a sudden, his knee is completely blown out. Well, we look at it, it's just the kneecap out. We're thinking just the kneecap out, because we had two other kids on our team that kneecaps would go in. We couldn't put them back in, but we'd let them put them back in, and they could wrestle. Well, we had Art start to slide his back in, and it fell around behind his knee. We go, I don't think he's coming back. I looked at Coach Seamus. I go, this is not going to work. And then initially they said, well, maybe in 6 weeks he can be back. Because he was ready to win state. He was going to win it. And he'd been working hard for that. And then his season was over.
Now, that was your senior year?
Senior year.
Yeah, senior year. Yeah. And, yeah, it was devastating. I mean.
You know, it's one of the things that stuck out in my mind as he moved up to the later, as we move forward. I'd seen him. I was coaching at Western, and we didn't have, like I said, we didn't have a lot of facilities at that time. Steve Christensen, who kind of started the program in Rock Springs, did a great job. And I realized the things, what he was up against when I took the job. You know, we didn't have a wrestling room, weight room, or locker room. Mm-hmm. And it was tough.
Now, how did you end up at Western?
Steve and I actually was in Roxburgh at a place in Green River, and Rick Yoke and Steve Christensen came over and asked me, because Steve couldn't go anymore because of his job. Uh-huh. And I was in the crossroads, I decided I would take it. And I didn't realize it was going to be quite like it was. And I got there, you know, and just, I didn't realize what you were up against at the time. Mm-hmm. And really struggled the first year. And if I wouldn't have done so bad, I probably would have quit that year. But that, I go, I'm not quitting on that. I mean, I had to get rid of all my recruits at Christmas.
Wow.
Different than what we're doing today. I started recruiting in August. And when there was 3-time state champs were available in August, there's a reason. And they were nice enough kids, but they were too wild for this town, living off. There was no room in the dorms or living off campus. And so anyway, as we worked towards that, we started getting a little better. And I went to the Omaha tournament, the Dana Open, where Art was wrestling. And saw him wrestle there, and he's very impressed with that tournament. And so when he graduated from college, I knew he was back. I finally had some good kids. I didn't have a good program yet, but I had good kids. And they happened to be two big kids. And I had no one. I was kind of embarrassed. I had no one to work out with them. They believed me enough. Mike Casperson and Cody Eardley, our first two national champion, they believed in me. And then I get them here and have no workout partners for them. You know, not. And Art was working at Pepsi, and I said I knew Art would come in, and right away he was. I needed him just as a physical body to wrestle with him, and I realized right away how good a coach he was, because it wasn't about him. It was about the kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of young guys have a hard time with their ego not just destroying kids.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And Art didn't do that. So I knew he was going to be a good coach.
Let's take a quick break to hear from today's sponsor. Hey, everyone. When it comes to protecting your family, home, car, or business, you can count on David Stauffer at Farm Bureau Financial Services. You deserve a local agent who is dedicated to helping you with all of your insurance needs, and that's exactly what you'll get with my good friend, David Stauffer. David offers the quality products and services you are looking for. His experience, coupled with his loyalty to serving his clients, truly separates David from the rest, and that's why I continue to insure my assets through him. And so should you. Give David a call at 307-382-2332 or stop by his office at 2820 Foothill Boulevard in Rock Springs and discover the advantages of working with a great local agent. Trust experience, trust David Stauffer at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Yeah, you know, I knew I wanted to coach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went to school, I got my coaching certificate, and I wanted to do it, but at the time, you know, I had some other plans. I thought I was going to go out and make some money, you know, and live a little bit, you know, and do some other things. I had some friends that lived out on the West Coast that were wanting me to come out and do some things. But, you know, I quite honestly, I stopped in town. My family lives in Green River, and because of my car, I literally had one gear, and it was low gear. I mean, it was ready to die. And I said, there's no way I can go out, you know, to California or wherever and start a life. And, you know, and I just didn't have money to buy a vehicle. I just, you know, there were so many things that were, you know, roadblocking that opportunity for me. And so, but I knew I wanted to coach. I mean, I had already graduated from college. I had coaching endorsements. I just didn't know how or where that looked, you know, and, mm-hmm. and then when Coach Hodge brings me on, like you said, he recruited Mike Kasperson, who ended up being our school's first ever national champion.
Okay.
And he wrestled 174 the same weight I did. And so him and I just worked out together. You know, we drilled together, we wrestled together, and we became buddies, you know, over that. And I just watched how, I guess, it was neat to see that I had a small role in his success. And I was like, huh, maybe it's college. You know, I wasn't really thinking it would be college right away. I didn't know exactly. And so we built that strong connection. And then next year, Coach brings in, well, I can backtrack a little bit. I go, well, I'm just going to be here a semester until I can save up enough to get a car. I was working off campus and doing a bunch of other things and had saved up some money. And then he's like, well, help me finish this season. So we help him finish the season and wins the title. He recruits Cody Eardley, who's our school's second national champ, who's an absolute monster, and he's just hard to deal with for anybody. I mean, he's got one gear and it's go, you know? And so we recruit him and I was like, you know, I think I can stick around another year to help this out and, you know, get on my feet and, you know, and so we recruit him and same kind of thing. I got to know him and we became buddies and him and I had some battles every day in practice, and it was just neat to see, I guess, the impact that I could have on kids and, mm-hmm. and do it right here in our community. And, you know, and the rest is history, you know, I mean, and here we are, you know, now in my 12th year as head coach. And so, it just kind of happened, you know, and it's just, I think it's such a neat story how, you know, Coach Hodges coached me as, you know, my first ever high school match or, you know, grapplers match, freestyle match. And, you know, and then coached me in high school and then, you know, brought me back to the sport as a coach. And then, you know, we're lucky enough to have him back now as an assistant. And, you know, I tell everybody he's a secret weapon. You know, and it's not a secret, obviously, anybody who knows, but, you know, for me, it's unbelievable how good of a recruiter he is. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And I think part of that is just the way that his mind works and the way he thinks and his ability to retain information and withdraw information immediately. And, you know, beyond that, I think it's his love for wrestling and helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's no, it's not by accident that he's been a part of all five national champions here on campus. So, and we're really just getting started. I think we're kind of hitting our groove with recruiting. We're hitting our groove with the way that our institution is, you know, believing in us, giving these opportunities, and, you know, with our new facilities that we got, you know, 6 years ago, and we're just kind of hitting our stride with that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you did just tell me in that last story we wrote about how this is the best recruiting class you've had in 13 years.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. I mean, definitely on paper, you know, definitely on paper. But when you can meet these guys and be around these guys, it's an unbelievable group in terms of their willingness to learn, willingness to get to know people, their selflessness, their yearning for wanting to be a family and a team, and just willing to be great people overall. It's absolutely unbelievable the how low maintenance these guys are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that what I was going to say, you know, Art's kind of built what I kind of envisioned when I took the pro, you know, took it for 4 years, like I said. Cause I realized, like I said, I used to watch when Coach Christensen, when I didn't realize how good a coach he was, you know, because I'm like, you know, I go, why aren't they better? Well, once you get there, it's tough, you know, but Art's kind of developed that. But like I said, when he came in, like I said, I knew he was going to be a good coach with, like I said, working with those kids. And I ended up hurting my neck again, and I got out. And
was that the reason you had
left? Yeah, and I think 2 years later, Art took over, maybe three. Was it two?
Two.
Yeah. 2 years later, and it just keeps getting better. And I tell people now, I go, there's things, you know, they talk, you know, is there things you'd do different? I go, there's some technique things I might do different or whatever, but there's not one thing about how to run a program that I would do different than what Coach Castillo is doing. And that's the most important thing. Technique comes and goes, but.
Sure.
I mean, we got the kids in it. And my last couple of years, we started getting those kids in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but now these kids, and Coach said they're good on paper, but compared to other years, I think it's a little bit different because we saw most of these kids actually wrestle. Sometimes we'd recruit kids we hadn't really seen just on what their credentials were, but we've seen these kids. One tournament over in Logan, we picked up four of these kids. We went over to watch a duel between Idaho and Utah after season. And four of these kids.
Yeah.
Was there only four?
There was more.
I think it might be five that we picked up. There were just like, just was like, man, one little thing. And we got these kids, you know. Uh-huh. So, but like I said, I think just, and I mean, the program now, when you got Andy McCauley, Rick Yoke, Dylan Karagiannis, I mean, it's unreal. And these, and like I said, every one of the kids are, they're amazing this year. We've had great kids the last 2 years, but
right.
I came back 3 years ago. I was having, my dad was sick and I needed a distraction.
Uh-huh.
And I came back, I walked up to Art's room, office, and started working with those kids. And right away, they were pretty welcoming.
Absolutely.
That was like October of 3 years ago. Yeah. So,
well, that's great.
So that's how I got back into it. And it'd be hard to.
And that year we had two national champs.
And I probably I probably had nothing to do with those guys.
I doubt that. But yeah, but, no, it's been awesome having him back, and it's you know, we're just always talking recruiting. You know, at the 2 year level, you're always recruiting because you don't have time to marinate. You know, and right. You know, maybe 1 year. You know, at the 4 year level, your class is a little bit bigger, and you know, and. We don't have that luxury. We're always recruiting. The turnover is so fast. You know, maybe 3 years, a guy or two will stay per class.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so we're just always talking. We're always shooting each other emails. We're always, you know, when he comes in, we're online looking at recruits. We're always networking, talking to other coaches. You know, that's just part of the job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just staying ahead of that and trying to contact athletes early and build connections with them. So we spend a lot of time doing that. You know, him and I, we spend a lot of time in general. I mean, we've been playing golf every summer together. Him and I did. Well, I'm getting to this. I'm a little bitter actually as we speak because so we play a match play game.
Okay.
We'll play 18 holes. That's one game. And it's just, you know, if you win the hole, you know, you get a point basically. No pushes. Pushes don't carry. And so the first year we played, I had won. Then last year, it's been a tale of a couple of years because he started out strong the one year and I came and beat him. And then last year I started out pretty strong and he just blew my doors off. And then this year, so I won the first year. He won the second year. This year, he's actually up two games on me, I think, maybe even three, but at least two.
And with the weather, we're not getting another time. Yeah. I'm only going to play him two more times. That way I can't lose.
So he's beat me. So we spend a lot of time together. And so we're always talking about wrestling too. But, you know, we just enjoy being around each other. At least I can speak for, you know, I like being around him. And we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, you know, I was just talking about with the recruits. One I'm proud of, the very first year I went off and I went over to the Rumble, and Anthony Herrera, not many people were recruiting him. He was pretty skinny then. He's still lean, but I was pretty proud of him. And he still reminded me because I'll joke with him. I go, and every time I kind of make joke with him, kidding him, he goes, "You're the one that recruited me." But I can't believe under, like I said, I see Art and him working out every day when I go in there and how good he is. He just signed, I think you guys mentioned
yep,
it.
Yep.
Just signed at the very, very top Division II program in the country, St. Cloud State.
So. Oh, yeah. Did he sign?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, he committed.
Or he's committed.
He'll sign in November when they open it. But
like I said, I like that opportunity because that year I wasn't ready to be in the room the full time. I wanted to, and so it was fun to go out and meet kids like that.
But the guys love him. You know, they just get a kick out of him when he's telling stories. I'm talking about Hodges right now. They enjoy him being around. He kind of lightens the mood and he's pretty witty with them. So he'll cut it up with them too. And I think they appreciate that. You know, a lot of times I'm more about just, you know, the day to day, you know, making sure they're getting their stuff done. And, you know, and so it's kind of a different dynamic sometimes that we have. And so he comes in here with, you know, a ton of energy and always willing to lighten the mood and have fun, and it's pretty cool.
Complements each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you think that there's an advantage to your program with your guys' bond compared to some of the other coaching staffs? And maybe that's kind of a hard question to answer for other coaching staffs because you're not in them, but...
Sure. I mean...
Well, I don't think... I mean, the kids would sense if you're not getting along or if you doubted something or... I mean, I know we have... five coaches up there and they're good friends. I mean, they're every one of them. I think the kids would sense if you're not getting along. And I think a few programs have that. I don't think many programs have the opportunity to have, especially at the junior college level, five coaches at the quality.
Right.
That you guys have.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would agree. I think they're watching how you handle everything that you do in your life. So including relationships. And so they're seeing how you deal with things, how you talk and deal with each other as coaches, especially in times of, you know, when times aren't good, you know, or in tough times, like they're watching. And so it's important that you model the behavior that you're trying to, you know, to champion.
Right.
So, you know, like Coach Hodge said, we're all really good friends, and you know, we all would hang out outside of work, and you know, we talk on a regular basis and connect and communicate well.
I'm just impressed, and I'm sure Coach Christensen, like I said, Coach Christensen started the program. Just so impressed how far the program's gone since Art's taken over.
What year did the program start?
I think it was 1990. Or 91.
1991. I know Ryan Braden was their first, got second at Nationals. He was a Rock Springs kid.
He's the first All-American in 92.
Yeah. So right about then. And I know Coach Christian, Steve Christensen worked hard to get it started. And then he was kind of like I felt. I had another job. I'd rush over here. And I know Coach Christensen, I think he was, I don't know who he was working for, but it was hard to put in the time that you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. But, well, it's definitely, you know,
And then, like I said, in these last 12 years, it's really, I mean, we're knocking, like I said, my last year, we had three in the finals and we had a good team, but we didn't have a good program. You know, there was a very unlikely chance that was going to happen the next year. Now, it's pretty disappointing when you're dropping to eighth or seventh or sixth now. I mean, we were the second best team last year. I mean,
right?
You know, Jared Burr got hurt and stuff. You know, we were the second best team. Clackamas was probably better than us, but things happen. But every year we're not dropping off. Which, I mean, it's gonna. You should have a chance, and if things go your way, you'll do well. If they don't,
they don't.
You can move on.
Right. Absolutely.
So, I mean, the program's really gone a long ways.
Well, it's kind of cool to sit here, and obviously I don't know what the program was like back then because I was born in 97, but but at least it's pretty cool to see that it's carried on.
Well, and not just the wrestling, and my last couple of years we did pretty good academically, but now we're top two or three every year, national champs last year.
Yep.
And I know my nephew who wrestled with Art. That's what he's impressed with when he's at, like, you know, the 40-year-old. He's like, man, you guys are good in everything, you know. I mean, we bring in, these are good kids that are coming in. And
right. When you can have a 3-point, you know, have the highest GPA in the country, 3.39, I think it was, and have 7 All-Americans.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's impressive.
I'm obviously pretty biased, but I think that's the most well-rounded group of kids in the entire country.
Yeah.
You know, and I know what they do beyond that, you know, with their community service efforts and just the time that they put in and their, you know, it's just absolutely impressive.
It is.
In fact, their workout tomorrow is coming out to my ranch and they're going to be carrying trees that are down because we had hundreds of trees go down on our lower end of our ranch across from the golf course.
Oh man, I can't imagine.
So the kids are coming out and Art said, don't cut the trees down. Well, as a team, they can carry big trees. So
at least it's not carrying them up Grant Street though.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but we're always finding opportunities to, you know, get involved with the community. And I think this is a great opportunity for that, you know, and change venues. I mean,
yeah.
Because there comes a point, especially in Wyoming, where you're locked into the wrestling room for months. And so we just want to try and you know, provide a different look as often as possible for them. And also just show them what Sweetwater County's like, you know, mm-hmm. Have them embed themselves and get to know people and make some connections and just see what's out there.
Right.
You know, they're pretty, you know, wired. We got their days, you know, pretty structured right now, you know, and so they're not getting an opportunity to get out and see much or do much. And so we try and provide that opportunity for them. And I think it's really important for their growth. So they'll go down to see a beautiful property on the Green River. And, you know, it is, it's a gorgeous property down there. There's a bunch of trees and, you know, there's wildlife and the river runs right through it, you know, across the river is the Green River Golf Course. And so, you know, the bluffs are right there. And so it's pretty neat.
Well, you know, did you guys ever think that something like this, where you're at now, compared to like when you first met, you ever dream of something like this before?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'm sure Hodges didn't. I mean, I just don't think that he would have viewed it in that,
yeah.
How it could come that way. You know, I was absolutely honored to be able to coach with him, you know, because I really looked up to him. And I thought, you know, as a high school kid, these guys provided a lot of stability and just guided me to get where I'm at today and just kind of instilled a lot of things in me. And I was fortunate enough to believe, not just think, but to believe that my coaches were the best in the country. And they were. You know, you talk about these three guys with Coach Hodges, Coach Siemens, and Coach Wade Disher. Coach Siemens won, I think, a record 13 in a row up at Campbell County High School in Gillette after he left here. And he probably won at least 4 or 5 before he left. Wade Disher has had a perennial powerhouse, you know, national powerhouse, and won several state titles down there too. And so, and, you know, and then we had Greg McClure. He was a great guy. But these guys were just solid humans, you know, and I just knew that I was getting the best coaching available. And so for the opportunity to come back and work with him, you know, it was awesome for me. I can't say that it's something that I dreamed of or ever thought of, because I didn't really think that I was going to be back here. Mm-hmm. But man, what a ride it's been. I mean, it's come full circle. It's really cool.
Yeah. No, it's very unique.
You know, and 3 years ago to get back into the program, I was excited. Like I said, I needed something to take up time and, you know, to fill my mind up. And I couldn't believe how good those kids were. I mean, how sincere they were, because I didn't know them at the time.
Uh-huh.
I knew a few of them because they'd, the Vernal kids, because they'd wrestled, we'd wrestled them when I was coaching at the high school in Green River again. But I was very impressed. And once again, it starts at the top. You bring those kids in, you don't bring in turds, and you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we, like I said, we're in year 12 here, you know, since I've been head coach. And it really just feels like we're a fine-tuned machine. And I've been saying that for a few years in interviews and things like that. But it really just feels like we've just hit our stride. And, you know, I've talked to some other coaches across the country, high school coaches, club coaches, and it's funny. One of these coaches says to me, I hear that Western Wyoming has the most scholarship money in the United States. And I just started laughing. I said, boy, if you knew, you know, boy, if you knew, you know, we fundraise a lot of money because our community really loves what we're doing. We're active, we're embedded. We've made some strong connections with our community, which is absolutely important. And they're a big part of what we're doing, you know, but we're also recruiting student athletes who can receive academic money, you know? And so, I wish that were the case, you know, I really do. But what it says to me is that people are talking about our program.
Yeah.
You know, this was a coach out in California. And so I just thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's the perception.
That is awesome.
And so it we've come a long way for sure.
I mean, if someone in California thinks that, where else, you know?
Right. Right.
So that's awesome. Kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you. I think it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. It's like I said, it's our community. It's our administration. It's our, you know, our parents. It's our everybody, all the stakeholders, you know. But more than anything, it's the student athletes themselves that, you know, buy into our program, to our vision, to our goals, and that's the best thing about this whole thing is when you're around those kids, when you get to spend time with them and get to know them. And that's what makes this whole thing just so awesome.
Well, I appreciate you guys like coming in and sharing the story. I think it's a unique one and one that should be shared.
Thanks.
And documented. I agree. So. Yeah. Thanks for having us. As always, you guys are tremendous supporters of everything in Sweetwater County, but you know, particularly you, Braden, the wrestling, and you know, this year, we hope to have you out at Nationals again.
I hope to be there.
You have some of the most iconic shots that we have. And so it's fascinating. You're right down there in the mix and hopefully that's exciting for you.
It is.
You know, this year it's going to be a little bit later. Our national tournament is April 21st and 22nd, same location, Council Bluffs, Iowa. So
won't be as cold. So that's nice.
Right.
You know, when you're talking about iconic pictures, the one of Landon and Connor 2 years ago,
right.
That one sticks. I mean, just
right.
Sheer.
It captures a moment that people that were there and that understand that know what happened. They both walked off after winning their third place matches, you know, kind of met in the middle of the stadium.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
They finished at the same time. I mean, almost literally.
You know, and I wouldn't have gotten that shot without Landon, because Landon came up to me. He's like, hey, get a picture of me and Connor as we finish. And so I think he lost track of where I was, but I did find him and the result was awesome. Yeah, so that one, and then my probably next favorite one would be Tucker Tomlinson's victory.
Oh, yeah.
So That was sweet.
So he'll be going up on the wall here soon.
With that picture.
Is he?
Yep. He'll be going up on the wall with that. And you know, we'll be updating all American board to 7 from last year. We're up to 58. So
that's awesome.
It's we're working our way up there, you know, 58 All Americans and, you know, 3 academic national titles, 5 national champs. So,
and only more to add.
Yeah, and just kind of getting going here, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hope, you know, our alumni of the past, they're excited about what we're doing, you know. I want to bring, you know, them together at some point, and, you know, once this COVID stuff clears up, where we can get together and celebrate.
Now, is that something that you can do before the season starts?
Well, we could if...
Or does it have
our
to
state
be
and
approved?
Local government will, you know, allow us, and our administration will allow us to do it. I think in the future we want to start really talking about and really celebrating our history and bringing these guys that from the past back, and, you know, like guys like Coach Christensen and mm-hmm. and the guys that he brought in and people like that. So it's awesome. We're trying to really do some great things here with our program.
Well, that's exciting. We look forward to it.
Thanks, Braden.
All right. We'll catch you guys in April, hopefully. And if we get you on the pod again, we will. So,
love it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to Sweetwater Now's Beyond the Game podcast. Episodes will be published periodically, so make sure to subscribe to stay up to date with the latest content. If you have an idea or suggestion for the podcast, feel free to contact us via Facebook, Instagram, or email.